KPDO 89.3 FM, Community Radio for
Pescadero
and South Coast.
Hello, this is Zephyr Webb, and you're listening to Gazos Girls at KPDO 89.3.
Thought perhaps we could sit down to tea. cold reply of Frau Ecstasy.
Baby, you're done. leaders who are dedicated to inspire awareness, responsibility, and action amongst youth worldwide to protect the waters of our blue planet for us and future generations.
Hello, this is Zephyr Webb, and you're listening to Gazos Girls at KPDO 89.3. We did end up being able to get into contact with Patrick again, and so we did an interview that same day. There is going to be a lot of talking about things that you can't see, and a lot of crunching, because to do the interview, we decided to just take a walk.
My name's Patrick, and I work with a rare snake in the area that some of you may have heard of, called the San Francisco garter snake.
It's really cool. I've never actually seen one in person. What are they like?
Well, people get pretty excited to see these. They're pretty popular because of the wild colors. They've got turquoise, they've got red.
Yeah, I've seen pictures.
Well-defined stripes that are really vibrant. So visually striking snake, really rare, only in San Mateo County here.
Whoa.
And
well, that sure makes us feel special.
We should feel special about that.
And, yeah.
So it's a really cool animal. I think anyone who sees one is immediately enthralled.
Lucky. Yeah. So, what's a rough population count?
Roughly, let's say any given population might have a few hundred individuals, and distinct populations could be number somewhere between 10 to 20. So, anywhere from the low-end estimate is maybe there's only 1,000 in the wild to perhaps 10,000 or so, which is a very low number for a snake, right?
Yeah.
Snakes can be incredibly abundant, other types. So, due to the small range and the fact that they don't really expand, they aren't really
traveling
snakes. Yeah, they've always been here in this small range, so it's not as if
they're a very nomadic or migratory
kind
of species. Yeah.
So they're just going to remain rare.
So how many babies do they have on average?
I want to probably between 10 to 20. That would be happening, probably happened already, and they'd be babies on the crawl right now.
Aww.
This is, July?
7th.
July 7th, yeah. So see over here, and there could be some. So what are you? You're doing a show based on what, reptiles or snakes?
Snakes mostly.
Specifically.
Not really particularly only snakes. If somebody asks me to do something on a blue-bellied lizard, for example, I'll do it.
Yeah.
A specific.
I mean, it's worth.
Thing.
It's worth.
But
there's some other interesting reptiles in the area.
Yeah, but if I'm just doing something on my own without prompting, I'll probably just do some political-ish issue surrounding snakes.
Sure.
Because I'm really into that.
Yeah.
How the media demonizes them and all that stuff.
Right, right, yeah, absolutely. I think there's been some good strides in that department.
Yes.
But overall, the stigma still exists.
Yeah.
Fairly heavily.
On average, over 50% of Americans are still
Yeah.
Or I don't know what the name for the phobia is.
They essentially lack any knowledge at all about.
Yeah.
Any snake is bad. I don't know anything about it. I'm scared of it, and or let's kill it.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember I once met a guy, and he was he wasn't necessarily afraid of snakes in general. He was just afraid of the venomous ones, which is, in my opinion, more of a valid fear than just all snakes are evil.
Sure.
Let's kill it.
It's hardwired into the
human nature, basically.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, he was getting most of his information on them from TV shows, the Discovery Channel and stuff.
Well,
and so lots of the information was exaggerated or false.
Of course.
And I was kind of shocked by that. Like, why are they doing this? They're trying to educate people about this thing, right?
Well, no, they're not. They're trying to sensationalize and play up, I mean, artificial drama. Discovery Channel, that's a whole other subject we don't have to actually get touch into, but Discovery Channel is doing a great disservice to nature lovers everywhere.
Yep.
By this, the sort of, I don't know, tacky reality TV show angle that they take on a lot of these shows, that they disguise themselves as educational, but really it's trash with some cool footage.
Yep. I remember once I watched this supposed documentary on different kinds of snakes, and it's like the opening scene was just... It was like dramatic music, like from Jaws or something.
Of course.
And just the snake. And my immediate reaction was, what are you trying to tell these children that are watching this?
Yeah, right. It's really too bad. But I'm sure there's some good stuff on there. I haven't really tuned in for a while.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can find one of these salamanders.
Ooh.
Santa Cruz black salamander. There's another rare one around here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think, this is one of my favorite local animals.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might be able to turn one up under here. Okay, well, those are those cool millipedes, which are similar to amphibians, really, in their life habits.
And then there's a grub.
Yeah, and there's a grub. It's pretty dry this time of year.
Yeah.
But let's see, we got a couple more possible logs here. He could be in the burrow there.
Yeah. But we don't really want to mess up that.
It's one of those times of year, too, where I...
Yeah, so what do the black salamanders look like for all of the people who will hear this and wonder, what do these things look like,
those,
you know? How can I find one?
Black salamander is... It's got kind of a matte black.
So not like glossy.
It's not super shiny. Yeah, it almost has this kind of like ash. I don't know. Like what's the word I'm looking for? Obsidian, perhaps.
Obsidian, but that's like really shiny.
Yeah,
isn't
I know
it?
That's really shiny. That's not at all what I was saying. It's got a unique look to it. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
It's got a... It's not a boring, plain old black salamander. It's got a very kind of cool sheen to it. And so, we're a little late. The sun's gone down, but we should see if these snakes are...
out and about.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
Just stay on these...
stay on the boards. Parts. Yeah.
Love to hang out right in these, in this wire mesh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the little baby I saw earlier was on the other side of the bridge by those rushes right there.
Yeah, I think we got it. We're just too late to the game here.
Yeah.
But they're, any sunny day, they like to come over here and go up into the tules here and just cruise around.
Yeah.
So it's cool that, you know, sort of created this habitat.
Yeah, earlier in the afternoon we saw like 5 newts that were just swimming around
right.
in
and,
here.
You know, this is a hot spot. There's a newt right there.
Aww.
This is a hot spot for aquatic insects.
Yeah.
There's a tiny tree frog. Hmm? You know, the little green one there.
Aww. That is so cute.
It's probably hatched just this year, or maybe last year.
Yeah. And the dragonflies, too.
Yeah. It's,
the dragonflies are going crazy.
This pond is cool. It's very productive. If you come here at night with a headlamp and shine, you can see a lot of invertebrates.
Oh, look. There's a newt right there.
Yeah.
Just kind of floating.
Probably thousands of newts in here.
Yeah. Earlier today when I came here with my dad, we saw like 3 or 4 little baby newts.
Yeah, they also have a larval form where they kind of have, they're small and they have those external gills, right?
I know, those are so cute when they're like that.
And then, you know, the more common newt that you would see is the terrestrial form that's kind of large and bumpy.
Yeah.
Have you seen the giant salamanders?
Yeah. Once when I was little, it was sometime around spring or something, but my sister and I were going on a walk. It wasn't around here, but it was on this mountain, but it was like this... I think it was a giant Pacific salamander. We found it in its den.
Yep.
And it was like 6 inches or something.
Totally. There's a lot of them out here. This time of year, this is a tough time of year for salamanders in general. I think we could... Well, let's try a couple more of these logs.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to see one of these Santa Cruz if we could. This log maybe has never been flipped. And it maybe not...
You might want to flip it the opposite direction towards us. But
I don't think that one's going to go.
Yeah.
Let me think here. Okay, we got one more place on the way back that we can pick up.
All right.
Well, that's... it's just awesome that you're doing this show.
Yeah.
I think it's something really unique in the fauna around here that gets overlooked quite a bit is the salamanders. You know, people know newts.
Yeah, people definitely know newts. Newts are really
common.
Right,
you know, the rains come and then there's newts all over the road and everybody sees them.
Like, we always post signs up in the Butte No Canyon about, like,
newt crossing.
Watch the newts.
Yeah.
Also for banana slugs.
Sure, you know. In the wet season, those guys are out, both of them. They're just
everywhere.
All over the landscape.
Yeah, I don't think most people really think much of them, except, you know, wash your hands before you eat after you grabbed that newt, kids.
Yeah, right. And then, you know, so the slender salamanders are pretty easy to find.
Yeah.
You know, any old log.
Yeah, we flip them over at the Native Sons and IDES hall in town sometimes, and I'll see like 5 or 6.
Sure, yeah. They're...
I've always been really fond of them. They're so cute.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty classic.
And that is a lot of ants.
A bunch of ants and...
and a millipede.
Millipedes. It's pretty dry, but there was a little bit of moisture on there.
Mm.
Yeah, like in the wet season, you could flip this, and there'd be an encetina and a giant and, you know, 3 other things under it.
Yeah.
But it's tough picking. I think they're probably tied to the creek.
I remember once my dad brought home what I think were 2 skinks.
Oh, yeah. I see a lot of skinks up there. They love to be in the hot concrete.
Yeah.
You know, rocks. They're pretty cool. If you sit around amongst them for a long time and you have, you know, roly-polies, right? You can feed skinks roly-polies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never tried that. We kind of, like, let them go under a log in our yard and never saw them again.
Yeah, you can totally, skinks, it doesn't take long if you're a lot of ants.
Mm-hmm.
Be patient.
Yeah.
Okay, this looks like a flat piece here. Oh, my.
That is... Are those eggs?
They're eggs. So just tons of huge ants here. Eggs.
I remember once we were digging around under a log at my house and we found this ant nest.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Not much of anything here, is there?
Well, you know, we're looking in spots that I think we're seasonally off. We need to actually be down in the creek.
Yeah.
You could go at night and spotlight. But here we are in the mid... This is... I mean, you could almost say we're getting close to fall around here.
Yeah.
As far as the seasons operate.
I kind of feel like May would be the optimal time, or rainy season if you want to go for salamanders.
Exactly. I think there's one last place we should check.
All right.
And that's the lumber pile. I've reliably found giants there.
Ooh.
Quite a bit.
I love those.
We would have to set our hopes low.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It is so dry.
Mm-hmm.
This way. What about a rubber boa? You ever see one of those?
No, I don't believe I have.
You'll catch one. It's pretty. Those are great snakes.
Yeah.
You'll know it when you see it, right? You know what it looks like?
Yeah.
From the pictures of it.
Yeah.
It's a great snake for people that are afraid, or maybe have never
held a snake
ever. That would be. Maybe the ringneck would be even. What about those? Have you seen those?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But there's this one snake I want to ask you about.
Okay.
My friends and I used to catch it pretty reliably in the wet season. Once I came over to her house and she had 10 of them in this critter creepy. But they were kind of long and slim, and they looked like ringnecks, but they were all brown.
Yep.
Like all covered in mud.
Sharp-tailed snakes.
Oh.
Yep. Those are a cool kind of overlooked or not often discussed snake. There's two types. The one around here, I think, really likes the redwood forest, likes a dense forest. So that's one of the few snakes that sort of enjoys that. Other snakes will be on the fringes and the edges and stuff, but this is one that doesn't mind fairly thick forest.
Yeah.
So, and you're gonna know that snake because it has a tiny, sharp little point at the end of its tail. You have to look closely to see it. There's an Encetina with completely lost tail.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a really weird looking salamander.
Yeah. Cute though.
Yeah, super cute.
It's practically transparent.
Huge eyes. But this one has
no tail.
No tail at all.
Well, kind of a nub, but
a nub. And there's a giant centipede bigger than it.
Yeah. It's probably only an inch or something.
So these guys, you basically don't want to handle them. They secrete a substance that's almost like super glue. And that's a defense. So I'm just going to carefully. He looks like he's in an
a divot.
Cavity. So I'm going to carefully get that down. Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah, maybe we'll find something else under here.
The giant is under here. That's another Encetina. Look how pale that one is. It's even more.
Whoa. Well, at least this one's got a tail.
It's got a full tail.
And there's another centipede.
So I didn't see any slenders yet. Okay, he looks like he's in a good spot. Too dry under there. Plenty of centipedes.
Oh, yeah. They seem to really enjoy this wood pile. Oh, a millipede and a centipede.
Ooh, thought that was going to be the one. Yeah, I think the giants have moved on. It's just not enough moisture for them here.
Yeah, maybe during the rainy season sometimes.
Absolutely, rainy season. And right now, I am guessing they're in the middle of rotten logs, deep in a crevice that retains moisture.
Yes, and I'd suppose we don't want to go hacking through those.
Well, that's good policy this time of year.
You
what
don't
happens if you
destroy the moist crevice that the things are living in?
You probably killed perhaps that animal because you.
Yeah.
It was relying on being able to be holed up in there.
Yep. Also, it's full of maggots
and food. Yeah, I mean, so this is another. This is our last chance, I guess. I found them. The biggest one I've ever seen was right in here earlier this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
About how big was he?
Probably close to, let's say...
Whoa.
You know.
That's big.
Yeah. Probably 8, 9 inches. Whoa. Head to tail. Hmm. There used to be more junk lying around, so...
Yeah.
Like pieces of carpet and stuff.
Yep. Maybe I'll come back here later this year. Or...
Come in the rainy
yeah,
season.
When
you'll
it's
absolutely
raining.
You'll find a lot.
Yeah.
And it won't even be hard.
Yeah. Well,
every log that you flip will have like 3 to 4 things under it.
Yeah, that ought to be fun. All right. So that was the interview with Patrick. He is a herpetologist studying the San Francisco garter snake, as you heard, and a huge shout out to him. Thank you so much for being a guest on my show. So you may have heard us throwing around some names like Sharptail and Encetina. So feel free to look all of those up, and I will talk at you later. Goodbye. You're listening to Gazos Girls. I hope you enjoyed my snake rant, and I will talk at you later. Enjoy the music.
KPDO 89.3 FM. Community radio for Pescadero and the South Coast.
Oh, Mae'r blodau yn yr ardd yn hardd. Mae'r hosyn ger y drws yn lws.
Yo! With night, and what they do there, and what it means. The questions fall on your lavender lap, and your answer is a lavender laugh in a lavender cry near a lavender what by a lavender why.
KPDO 89.3 FM is looking for your ideas. If you want to be a DJ or volunteer, email kpdo893@gmail.com for more information. KPDO 89.3 está buscando sus ideas. Si desea ser DJ o voluntario, envíe un correo electrónico a kpdo893@gmail.com para obtener más información.
Triste dans mon coin, pas connu qui pour faire mon prom, mon la guitare pour faire un voyage bien loin. Mon fer, mon lisier, mon laisse, mon la maîtripoter, mon laisse, mon l'esprit. Allez, m'écoute, mon les qui abatté. Soudain, mon les pieds commence taper, un bel nissa commence trapper. Triste dans mon coin, pas connu qui pour faire mon prom, mon la guitare pour faire un voyage bien loin. Mon fer, mon lisier, mon laisse, mon la maîtripoter, mon laisse, mon l'esprit. Allez, m'écoute, mon les qui abatté. Soudain, mon les pieds commence. Un bel nissa commence trapper. Fais à moi swing. Fais à moi swinguer. Il fait à moi tapoter les pieds. Il fait à moi sacouille la tête. Il fait à moi bouser. Il fait à moi les doigts galoper. Il fait à moi vibrer. Il fait à moi swinguer. Fais à moi swing. Fais à moi swinguer. Il fait à moi tape mon les pieds, il fait à moi sacouille pour la tête, il fait à moi bouser. Il fait à moi les regarder, il fait à moi vibrer, il fait à moi swinguer. Quand on fait un sport, on swingue. Quand on fait le travail, on swingue. Quand on fait l'amour, on swingue. Quand on fait l'ouvrage, on swingue. Oh, swing, 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 Marie, mais ça swing. Quand on fait un bas, on swingue. Quand on fait l'amour, on swingue. Quand on fait l'ouvrage, on swingue. Oh, swing, 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 Marine et sa swing. L'amour swingé, quand on fait l'ouvrage swingé. Oh, swing, 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 Marine et sa swing. Quand on fait un sport, on swingé. Quand on fait un travail, on swingé. Quand on fait
la moi swingé. Quand vous faites à l'ouvrage, vous swingé. Oh, swing, 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 marine, mais ça swing. Oh, swing, 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 marine, mais ça swing. Oh, swing, 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 marine, mais ça swing.
Man yek na
Listening to Gazos Girls, I hope you enjoyed my snake rant, and I will talk at you later. Enjoy the music!
KPDO 89.3 FM is looking for your ideas. If you want to be a DJ or volunteer, email kpdo893@gmail.com for more information. KPDO 89.3 está buscando sus ideas. Si desea ser DJ o voluntario, envíe un correo electrónico a kpdo893@gmail.com para obtener más información.